Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified on the principle of faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have also access by faith into this favor in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in tribulations, knowing that tribulation works endurance, and endurance, experience, and experience, hope. And hope does not make ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which has been given to us. For we, being still without strength, in the due time Christ has died for the ungodly. For scarcely for the just man will one die, for perhaps for the good man someone might also dare to die. But God commends his love to us in that, we being still sinners, Christ has died for us. Much rather, therefore, having been now justified in the power of his blood, we shall be saved by him from wrath. For if, being enemies, we have been reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much rather, having been reconciled, we shall be saved in the power of his life. And not only that, but we are making our boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom now we have received the reconciliation. Verse 12. For this cause, even as by one man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, and thus death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until law, sin was in the world. But sin is not put to account when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam until Moses, even as upon those who had not sinned in the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him to come. But shall not the act of favour be as the offence? For if, by the offence of one, the many have died, much rather has the grace of God, and the free gift in grace, which is by the one man Jesus Christ, abounded unto the many. And shall not, as by one man that has sinned, be the gift? For the judgment was of one to condemnation, but the act of favour of many offences unto justification. For if by the offence of the one, death reigned by the one, much rather shall those who receive the abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness reign in life by the one Jesus Christ. So then, as it was by one offence towards all men to condemnation, so by one righteousness towards all men for justification of life. For as indeed by the disobedience of the one man the many have been constituted sinners, so also by the obedience of the one the many will be constituted righteous. But law came in order that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has overabounded, in order that, even as sin has reigned in the power of death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.